Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Beautiful stuff. Thank you so much for joining us. Please do make sure that you call us on +27734703520. Pastor, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm fine. How are you, man?
Very well, thank you. Has your day been good?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm okay. I hope you are okay too.
I'm okay. Thank you. I cannot complain at all. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, we want to continue with our discussion, the joy of a selfless service. We've been discussing this since Monday, and so those who are joining us today are welcome to participate. If you want to ask any questions, please do so. Now, genuine service comes from the heart, not from a desire to be repaid, whether it's money, time, or effort, because you want to, not because you expect gratitude or favors. Now, if you only give when something is in it for you, it stops being selfless. Now, selflessness isn't about giving when it's easy, but it's about giving when it costs you something. Now, this is a background to the conversation we want to be having today with the pastor. What are the potential challenges or drawbacks of self-service, of selfless service?
Okay. Thank you so much for the question. We define selflessness as putting the needs of others ahead of your own needs. Okay. In other words, you're putting others first and then you come last. So one of the challenges that may come is that people may interpret selflessness to mean that they neglect themselves. Okay, so often you find people who neglect themselves, you know, in the bid to appear selfless. Some may fall into depressions, may fall into stresses. So it is very important to learn to strike a balance between taking care of yourself and being selfless, because there are quite many challenges that may come.
Can you hear me, Pastor?
Yeah, sure, I can.
Yes. Now, thank you for that. How can we then avoid it leading to burnout or neglect of our own needs? Because sometimes when you're such a giver, you discover that you've neglected, you know, your own needs, or perhaps a burnout. How do we avoid that selfless service, you know, leading to that?
Well, balance is important. It's all about balance. You need to make sure that you also remember you also have some needs, okay? So if you take care of other people, take care of yourself, okay? But the problem with trying to create a balance without knowledge is that sometimes we end up overdoing it. And, you know, under the garb of creating a balance, we end up being very selfish. But we have to make sure that if we put others, let's remember ourselves, okay? Even if you look at the life of Jesus, his life is an exemplary life of selflessness. He spent all his days preaching the gospel, you know, doing good to people. In fact, his coming into the world was based on serving other people. Remember, the Son of Man came to serve and not to be served. But there were times when Jesus would sleep. If you read Mark, you hear that Jesus was sleeping, you know, in the hinder part of the boat, resting. Mm-hmm. So you need also to know when to rest. It's very important. Know when to reward yourself a little bit, know when to stop, know when to say no, okay? But we are not preaching selfishness here. So we need to really strike a balance. But it's a thin line between striking a balance and being selfish.
Yeah. I hear you, Pastor. You know, sometimes people may not even know that it is now time to actually rest. It's now time to actually take a break and just move away. I don't know, how do they then do that? Because, you know, givers can just forget about themselves sometimes. And I do know that they need to do 1, 2, 3, 4. But how do they know that, okay, now I need to do this? Do they need to draft
it? How do you know that now?
Yeah,
you need to stop. Now, listen, we talked about it. It was yesterday when we had the same meeting. We said that selflessness is not an action that we do. It is who we are. Okay, so wherever we are, we exude selflessness. When we talk, selflessness. When we eat, selflessness. Whatever we do, we think about other people. In fact, the reason for living is to think about other people, to help, you know, God himself and his people. In other words, we are at the hands of God with whatever that we do here. So now, how do you know when to stop? The answer that I may give here is never stop. But as you do what you do, remember to just rest. Remember to just give yourself some time to recuperate. some time to meditate, some time to think about yourself, some time to care for your body as well. Because in order for you to give out the most of selflessness, to give out the most service to people, you need to be healthy. So if you are in the field, you know, being selfless on a daily basis, every minute, how then do you get time to exercise? Remember, a Christian is supposed to be balanced. You know, you have time to serve other people, have time to serve yourself too. Have time to maybe, if you want to go to the gym, exercise a little bit, or maybe in open nature, you take some jogging, you know, eat some healthy food so that you become a healthy person. And when you are healthy, you can better serve the society.
Yeah. Would you then suggest maybe that maybe drafting a schedule? Would that work? Maybe a time to say, all right, I'm going to be drafting a schedule in my calendar on such and such a date. I must take some time off, maybe for 3 days, you know, so that people don't actually get carried away. Because, you know, as human beings, we get carried away and we just move on and never really get time to ourselves. Because there's a lot of people who actually need, who are in need. And therefore, selfless giving can actually be a runaway activity.
Yeah, very important. You raised a very pertinent item. You know, the Bible emphasizes on time management. When you read the Bible, it talks about the sons of Issachar. You know, you look for them there. The Bible says they were very good managers of time. They knew what to do and when to do it. When you read Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1, it says there's time for everything. So whatever we do as humanity, we need to manage our time properly. So if need be, you can have a schedule. I'll go to exercise at this particular time. I'll go to take a shower at this particular time. And then on this day, I'm going to do A, B, C, D. On this particular day, I'll do A, B, C, D. So that your life, you know, does not just become something that happens, you know, without any thinking. But it has to be very organized. A Christian must be organized. Paul says that everything must be done orderly. He talks about order when we are serving God. So even as we are being selfless, it is also very important to do it in a very orderly way so that we can be able to record our successes, we record our weaknesses, and then we also look for what we can improve in the future.
Very, very important. Thank you so much for that. Now, how does selfless service relate to spiritual or religious beliefs?
It does. You know, when you look at religion, I'm not going to talk about Christianity only, though I'm a Christian myself, in Adventist in particular, but I'll talk about religion in general. You find that in many religious beliefs, you talk about Islam, you talk about Hinduism, you talk about, there is emphasis in serving other people. And when you come to Christianity now, where we belong, Jesus sets an example of how a person is supposed to live. And he talks about, you know, we have to follow Jesus. John chapter 14, verse 6, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. So Jesus is our prime example when we talk about selflessness. How did he do it? Mm-hmm. You know, read about Luke 8, verse 1, the Bible tells you he was about his Father's mission. You know, even talked about, my meat is to do the will of my Father who sent me. And what is the will of the Father who sent him? The will of the Father is to make sure that the people of God are saved. And he did exactly that, you know, even dying on the cross of Calvary for them. Now, when you look at Matthew chapter 25, for example, it talks about the people who are going to be on the left and on the right, the sheep and the goats. And what are the features of the sheep? What are the features of the goats? The Bible says, you saw me naked, you did not give me clothes to wear. You saw me hungry, you did not give me food. I was thirsty, you gave me no water. Then they'll say, when did we saw you naked? When did we see you hungry? Jesus will say, when you did it to the, you know, to this little one, you did it to me. So, you know, when we are being selfless, what we are in essence doing is we are being the hand of God. You know, we are serving the people of God and giving to the needy, giving ourselves to society is giving ourselves to God. So really, selflessness and religion can never be separated. It can never be separated, actually.
I definitely buy that. Thank you so much for that. Now, what's the most selfless act you've witnessed in your life or even participated in? And what made it particularly meaningful or impactful in your view?
Quite a lot, really. I can't pinpoint which one exactly. There are quite a lot. I can give you an example. I It's quite a personal one here. I lost my parents very, very long time ago, and I'm alive. I'm speaking to you. It's a sign I went to school and got a little bit of education to be able to speak in a foreign language and stuff like that. It's because of other people who came in to give me this education. They were selfless. I went to Bible school. Somebody paid for me. Just come to me and said, I'm going to pay fees for you until you complete. I did. I went there, paid my fees in full, selflessness. I have been quite a lot, definitely. But I can tell you something there. Selflessness brings people closer to God. The beneficiary and the one who's giving, they all come closer to God. I can tell you, the people who did good to me, you know, are very close to God, and most of them are close to God because of their agency. I've seen quite a whole lot. You know, you can imagine. This other day, this other lady came to our house. I was still a bachelor of them, and she was fasting. And remember, the Bible talks about fasting in Isaiah 58. When you're fasting, remember the needy. So she came. She said, you bachelors, I'm going to give you my meal. Mm. Gave us some groceries and said, you can have this while I pray. And what I did was, you know, we helped pray for her even without her knowledge. So selflessness really happened quite a lot in my life. And I've seen people do selflessness quite a lot in their lives as well.
Mm, beautiful stuff, man. And then before I let you go, I mean, that's a beautiful, heartwarming story, man. Love that. Now, how can selfless acts cost a person dearly? And would you say it's still worth it, given the circumstances?
Now, look here, my brother. If you can't die for it, then it's not worth believing. Mm. Selflessness can sometimes lead to death. You know, for us to have the gospel that we have today, there are people who came to Africa, brought the Bible with them, and some died because of malaria. Their graves are still here with us. You know, we talk of people like Jerome, you know, you talk of Hart. If you read a book called The Great Controversy by Ellen G. White, she's got a story here, Hart and Jerome. You look it up on the internet, you'll find it, how these men were selfless enough to bring people closer to God, telling people, you don't pay for salvation, it's given for free, and they died for it. So really, selflessness can be very, very costly. Jesus actually had to die on the cross because he was selfless. So if you are selfless sometimes, you are going to face the wrath of people. You know, you are going to be, you know, sometimes you're going to be beaten for it, okay? So persecution will come definitely because people are selfless. When the selfless people of God begin to proclaim the truth, which is worth more than silver and gold, giving it to people so they can be saved, they are going to be persecuted for that. So selflessness can really be very costly. But, you know, if you want to live a good Christian life, don't try to run away from the cost. It must be paid in full. Mm-hmm. And Jesus will definitely reward the people who maintain their integrity until the end.
Yeah. No, beautiful, man. I think that the conversation was fantastic. I loved every bit of your insights that you gave us. And of course, the encouragement, you know, as you call us to selflessness. Anything that you want to say as we wrap up today's conversation?
Just say to enjoy worshiping God, let us be selfless because God is selfless. Read Matthew chapter 5. He tells you, you must be perfect even as God is perfect. But the preceding verses will tell you, how is God perfect? God rewards the wicked as much as he rewards even those who are righteous. He gives his rain to both, gives his son to both. So we must be selfless as the people of God, not choosing who to be selfless to. Let's serve the people with the love of God.
Thank you so much, Pastor. Blessings to you until we speak tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.